Hi, Floki.
Hi, Grim.
What's up? Entrance was okay. I didn't know what to say. I was like, what's that?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our fourth episode of Lutilicious. I'm your host, Floki, and I'm joined by Grim. Hi, Grim.
Hello, Floki. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. The weather is nice. Everything's good.
Yeah, sun is up finally. Shining.
Yeah. So what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, since the weather is becoming much better than before, I thought of talking about some party games.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. We can also, like, because of the lockdown and everything that's going on, now we don't have the lockdown anymore, so people can meet each other. So I think it's a good idea to talk about.
Yeah, that was my initial idea. Gathering around with my friends and playing some games together. So what is your biggest gun?
It would be Among Us as a party game.
What is your playstyle in Among Us?
I prefer to play the traitor.
Oh. How do you play the imposter? What's your strategy? Do you have one?
No, I just troll around. I like trolling stuff, so...
I can imagine. I would probably get hella tilted if we played Among Us together.
Like, I would even try to do the tasks for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as far as I know and as far as I remember, you can't actually do the tasks.
Yeah, but you can
literally,
actually...
Literally,
I mean. Yeah, you cannot do the tasks, but you can act like you're doing the tasks.
Oh.
And, you know, you don't need to really, like, change things or sabotage things. You can just go ahead and try to kill them all.
I imagine you'd be, like, a reckless killer who would be jumping around killing people with no remorse.
Yeah.
Not forming any strategy whatsoever.
The game says you should kill them, so I'll kill them.
Yep. Musicals. So mine would be a classic Just Dance. I love it. Especially when you get together with your friends and have a little party. And when the mood is on the top, you just turn on the Just Dance and realize how unskillful you are.
I don't need to play to realize how unskillful I am in this kind of games.
You're off the rhythm, off the beat, everything, but it's so much fun.
Exactly. Another one that I really enjoy playing is Keep Talking, otherwise the bomb explodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those games which you can actually see how people try to communicate with each other, and it's really fun when you have people who don't really know how to communicate.
Yeah, I would consider myself a good communicator, but when it comes to those kind of games, I panic and my anxiety level rises up to the sky and I just freeze. I don't know what to say, what to do, and I just make sounds. Be like... And it's not helpful for the partner at all.
Of course, I mean, I can also see your competitive nature coming out there, so... You will be focusing on some stuff that you're trying to explain.
Exactly.
And instead of finding other ways.
And I would get mad if the person wouldn't get my point.
Yeah. What else do you have in mind?
Mario Kart.
It's one of my childhood games.
Oh, it's a classic and it's so fun. It's competitive. It's enjoyable. And I suck at it so bad, but I love it.
Well, it's a game of skill as well as...
Yeah, I don't have any of the skills the games require, but I enjoy the experience.
So one of the games that I found newly as a party game was called Tricky Towers. Mm-hmm. It was really interesting for me with the concept of thing. It has this kind of block structure like Tetris, where you get all those blocks coming from the top. But instead of, you know, just trying to get rid of those columns or rows, actually, sorry. Those rows, you're actually trying to build up a tower, and it becomes really shaky because they don't connect to each other.
Oh, you're trying to fit everything into pieces to create this sturdiness.
Yeah, so you're trying to create this long tower out of those Tetris blocks,
mm-hmm.
and you're playing this with like four players. So you're gonna be playing with your friends, and whoever has the highest tower that's standing the last wins kind of situation.
Do every player get the same block? Same shape?
It's similar in most cases.
Mm-hmm. Is it an online game?
It's a multiplayer game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so speaking of online games, when the lockdown first happened, me and my friends were very into the business tour game. There was four of us who would constantly play it. It's
similar to Monopoly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's very similar to Monopoly, and it's online. As far as I remember, it was free on Steam as well. So it was quite convenient to play together. It needed some optimizations, but other than that, it was really fun to play.
Yeah, I remember there was some issues with the bots. They would like sell everything after a while.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember. It's been like a year and a half maybe since I haven't played it, but we used to play quite a while.
Yeah, for people that love Monopoly and that kind of, you know, money-based games, they're going to enjoy that game as well.
I like the challenge. I like to challenge and be challenged. So yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, we recently found out about another game, which was called the Ultimate Chicken Horse.
The name is really funny.
Yeah, that was really one of those parts that intrigued me the most, like the name of it. And then later on, when I got into this party games and so on, I realized that it has like really interesting features to play with like friends together.
Tell me more about it.
So basically, the way that it works is like at the very beginning, you as the group that are going to be playing structure out the whole level. So you actually try to place objects into that level that would allow you to finish it, but not your friends.
Oh, so you're in a way doing level design.
Yeah, you're creating that level with your friends. Everybody gets to place some of the objects in that level, trying to achieve a way that they could finish the map, but the others couldn't.
Oh, that sounds chaotic. Do every single player place their objects in the same map?
Yeah.
Oh, that
so
sounds chaotic.
At the same time, like it's based on like rounds where you actually place each object simultaneously. So I'll play, for example, the horse or the chicken, and I'll be placing blocks as well as the others could place like other objects like hay and so on, making it like a platformer.
Oh, everybody places different objects in the game?
They can place different objects.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, there are many objects inside, like doors, hay, and like normal platforms and everything. So what you're trying to do is trying to, depending on your character, because some characters are small, some characters are bigger but can jump higher and stuff like this, you're trying to create such a way that you can pass the level as your character, but the others couldn't.
Oh.
And the same goal is for everyone, so everybody's just trying to find a way for themselves, but try to block the others.
Intriguing, nice.
So it creates a very interesting play style.
What was the name again?
Ultimate Chicken Horse and Chicken, sorry. Chicken and Horse. Yeah, it's Ultimate Chicken and Horse.
Okay.
But I'll definitely tell people to check it out. They're constantly bringing some new things as well, so I think it's one of those games you should be following.
I think we should do a game night of Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Let's try it out, yeah.
Yeah, it would be fun. So, anything else you want to add to the party games?
I mean, aside from like Among Us we already talked about, there's another one which most likely everybody already heard of, which is called Fall Guy.
Oh, yeah.
So I would definitely say that one is one of those games that you should also be playing in a party.
Yeah, that's also one of the games that I don't have any skill of. I keep dying on the first level and it's just frustrating me.
Happens
so
to the
much.
Best of us, don't worry. Just to give a couple more examples of party games, I would say if you like golf, you could go for Golf It. Mm-hmm. There are many other, like golf plays and simulation games out there for tabletops as well, so I'm gonna just skip over those. You can find them easily. Another one would be Move or Die.
I don't know that game.
It's basically like a platformer where you have these maps and each of your characters, you're trying to stay alive and you have your health bar. And if you stop moving, your health bar decreases, as well as other things in the map or things that the players can do to decrease the health of others or themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you, at the same time, you're trying to keep moving, trying to stay away from the hazards of the map and the players.
Oh, there are also hazards of the map. Oh.
Yeah. And you constantly try to just be the last one standing, essentially.
Oh, it's in a way like a BR.
Yeah, but like on a platformer style map.
Interesting. I will definitely check that out. How many players can play it?
Yeah, as far as I remember, it was 12.
12?
Yeah, on I'm the not map, sure. I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was 12.
Alright, we could do that with the club as well.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's a game where we can make like a small tournament inside of the school
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
You already mentioned Just Dance as well, so these would be like the top list of my of games that come up to me as games that we should be playing in a party.
Yeah, but the thing is, in my parties, we get way too wasted to deal with the technology, so those games evolve into something else. Usually arguing over who won, who lost, who sabotaged the other, and then it's just a chaos. So,
but that's the time where I like Fall Guys, for example, because you can't be wasted, but the whole game is only consistent of three buttons, so you really don't have much chance of messing it up. It's a skill-based game, but...
You actually do, because people be pulling you out of the platform and throwing you off the map, which happened to me quite a lot. Like, every single game, almost. And it's just horrible.
Yeah, but, like, essentially, the game style allows you to play, like, with only three buttons.
I think that's one of the most frustrating parts of the game, because the mechanic is... Sounds simple. It's just three buttons, just press it. And you end up falling off the map somehow. Like, I'm usually very sure that I will pass the level because I'm just running to the objective. And all of a sudden, someone pulls me, something pushes me, something happens.
So well, one of those things that I do is I wouldn't go, like, at the very beginning to the front. You know, when you're running and doing all those things, if you're very front, people are gonna mess with you.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you snooze, you lose.
Just stay in the middle, you know, go for the last run, let them, you know, destroy themselves, play a little bit, you know, trick around with the people, and then go for the run.
Oh my god, that's too much strategy.
Well, it's part of the game, though.
Have you finished the game?
No. I never end any of my games. I almost have no games that I've actually finished 100%.
Do you go for the objectives?
No. I just, you know, when I open up a game, for me it's just to have some fun, to just chill and relax. So even in Apex, like, I play competitive, I play
do
ranked.
You?
No, I play the ranked system, but I really don't care if I'm gonna be bronze or silver or gold or any, you know, like, I don't even care if I could make it to the top.
I know, unfortunately, I've had to find it the hard way. Anyways, let's wrap it up for this week.
Okay, anything you want to add?
No, not really. I think we talked about everything we possibly could have.
I think this is one of those lists that I would suggest anyone to try out.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to recap, let's give them the list again, I think.
Okay.
So we talked about Among Us, Fall Guy, Just Dance, Keep Talking, or
no
the
one
bomb.
Explodes.
Yeah, no one explodes.
Mario Kart.
Yeah, Tricky Towers.
Business Tour.
Ultimate Chicken Horse. Move or Die.
And the last one was Golf.
Golf It.
Golf It, yeah.
So these would be like the top choices that I would use for any party.
All right. Invite me to your party. Sounds like fun.
Okay, I'll do that
day. That will be it for this week, and we will see you guys next.
Take care.
Bye.